Hey, this is Kellen with Wizard Tricks, and welcome to another Order podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying the hype for the premiere of Fantastic Beasts. And also
hey, this is Kellen with Wizard Tricks, and welcome to another.
Just a little feedback. There we go. So, hope you guys are enjoying that, and we're going to talk about some fun stuff tonight. So, I'm going to let the crew introduce themselves, and then we'll get going.
All right, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Neuer. Yeah, that's about it. My channel name is Adam Neuer, and I want Wizards Unite.
The maker of the shirt, by the way. If you actually want these shirts, you need to go check out his channel because he's the one with the shirts.
Yeah, definitely check out the video with the shirt in it. The link is in the description below the video, and I think it's running at $15 for right now. Or if you want one that says WooTuber on the back, it's $20. So go check it out. If you want Wizards Unite.
All right, I guess I'll go next. So, yep. Hey, everybody. My name is Chris, and I am the main person on Wizard Way. So my YouTube channel is Wizard Way. I am a massage therapist, and I cover mostly Hogwarts Mystery at the moment, but I can't wait. I can't wait for Wizards Unite.
Hey, I'm Lynette from Wizard PhD. Also, shout out to Adam for hundreds of subs. Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank every one of my subscribers, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big number. I mean, it's a milestone. Obviously, all the YouTubers here can appreciate reaching that milestone. So it's definitely a big deal. So definitely go check out all of our channels because we all appreciate the support. I know all of us do. And the whole WooTube community really appreciates it, so definitely check it out. So if you didn't know, Niantic did put out some new information regarding Wizards Unite today. They have a fresh new logo, which we'll let everyone jump in and tell you guys all about. Why don't we start with that? Why don't we start with the new logo?
The logo's awesome. So the logo, it has a totally new font, kind of like a certain epicness with the three wands of the Golden Trio lighting up right underneath Harry Potter and above Wizards Unite. And I just think it's really cool. And I think it means a lot for what's going to happen with the game.
Yeah, it's super sleek. It's like, I don't know, it has a modern-ish feel to me. But I also just posted a video about this where on Pottermore, there's an article that has kind of a brief description. I don't know if y'all want to talk about that right now.
Yeah, go into it. Let's do it.
Totally
go deep.
So we were all freaking out on the Discord earlier, our group where we all talk to each other. And so, of course, figuring out that the wands belong to Ron, Hermione, and Harry. That's cool, but also kind of like, well, what's going on here? But part of the logo, so the S in the Wizards Unite is supposed to resemble the S in the aesthetic of Fantastic Beasts. So in the post, it was revealed that there would be some sort of like meshing of, we're going to have Harry Potter and we're going to have Fantastic Beasts. We don't know more details about it, but in the context, it kind of makes sense with this Wizarding World, like that broader logo that has all the wands. So you have Harry Potter, you have Fantastic Beasts. So I'm excited to see what's to come out of it.
Yeah. One
Gita.
Thing. Oh, look who we got.
Hi.
Flash Linda.
Your hair, by the way, your hair looks bomb.
Luna Lovegood.
our very own Luna Lovegood in stream.
Hey, hi. I don't know if any of you guys know, but Luna is on Dancing with the Stars, and she made it to the finals.
Yeah.
Made it to the finals? That's news I didn't know. I knew she was on the show, but I did not know she was that far.
Yeah, she made it to the finals. So I know it's a little sidetracked, but since Luna was brought up, I figured.
Okay. So back to our logo, right? So, Luna, you mentioned that the S looks pretty similar to Fantastic Beasts. And it does say that in the Pottermore article. However, I was kind of comparing them together side by side. I did a live stream like an hour ago, and I was comparing them, and they're different fonts, first off, in the Fantastic Beasts S, like, has these little marks on the top curve of it, like it had been bitten by a beast or something. And the Wizards Unite logo doesn't have that. So I think, like, if since I did say it in the Pottermore, and that's kind of like the official Harry Potter website, at least fan website, I think, like we already, like, it's just kind of confirming something that we already knew. Like, we already knew that there were going to be Fantastic Beasts in the game, and that, like, obviously we knew that for the third time. But I think it's still going to be mainly focused on the Golden Trio with the three wands in there.
I thought it was a little bit of a stretch. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at the logo, like you said, it's a completely different font, but the Fantastic Beasts logo, the S is supposed to resemble an Okami, and in this case, it just has a little flare, like it's a serif font instead of a sans serif font. That doesn't make it look like an Okami to me. So I thought that was a little bit of a stretch, but if they're saying it officially on Pottermore as a bit of a tie-in, then I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, sure, okay.
But I wonder if there's something, so like there's also just in general, there's like little markings, and I agree that it is more pronounced on the Fantastic Beasts logo. I wonder if there's something with the storyline, and this might be a stretch, like something with the storyline. At what point in time are we in whatever story it is for Wizards Unite? That, I mean, part of the theme also in there is that the wizarding world is better when we're united, you know, like that sort of thing. So what if there's, I don't know, something about like, well, maybe it doesn't look as scratched up because that's part of where we are in this story, in the whole relation. I don't know.
There hasn't been a beast yet. It's not released.
Or it's not chaos.
We're waiting on the beast to arrive. One thing I think that's really prominent about the logo, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, but the three wands and whose wands those are, the wands that make the kind of the sparks out of wizards is Harry, Ron, and Hermione. So we were speculating that teams could be around those three characters, and where it could definitely have a lot of relation to Fantastic Beasts. They are playing at the fact that it is, as Adam said earlier, relating to the Golden Trio with what potential teams. So maybe it's not houses. Maybe, and I think this could be really good and may equal the teams out much better than doing houses if you're picking Ron, Harry, or Hermione as a team leader.
I'm a little skeptical just because I think a lot of people go more toward Harry and Hermione than Ron, but I could be completely wrong there. Nothing against Ron, but I could totally be wrong there.
I disagree with the theory that Super Carlin Brothers had that Ron is useless. I'd probably choose Ron, honestly.
He's going to be the instinct, man. He's going to be the instinct of Wizards Unite.
Well, in that case, I have to be on Ron's team.
Hashtag red hair.
Yeah, exactly. Red hair, man.
Hey, only now. It's going green or blue next time.
So what if this was a tie-in between both franchises? Kind of with my old prediction mixed with this new one. So not separate teams for Harry, Ron, and Hermione. But we do know that Harry is an R, and we know that Hermione is working at the Ministry. Ron is supposed to be working at Weasley's Wizard Weezes. if it's modern day.
Not at this point, though. Didn't he originally go to work for his brothers and then made it into the Auror office once Harry got promoted to kind of head of the Aurors?
I think it was the other way around. I think he started off as an R and then went to help George with the shop.
Okay.
But I don't know. If it was like Harry, Ron, and Hermione all being like, hey, let's stop this new dark wizard. But
yeah, you know, I think maybe they will lead. But for instance, in Pokemon Go, where you have like these heads of teams, they don't really play much significant role at all. So I think you could have like these different factions of between Ron, Hermione, and Harry, but not necessarily have a role. And then they could incorporate the mainstream, like, fans through the general teams, but then break it off, like you were saying, Yida, about making it more about Fantastic Beasts and really have the team set up that way, but the storyline or the type of gameplay doesn't necessarily revolve around Harry, Ron, and Hermione. They're just the figure.
I'm picturing them as like Professor Willow, but taking turns. So it's not just always Professor Willow, but occasionally Harry could give us an insight, Ron could give us some insight, and Hermione. Like they could all give their different little personalities within there, but also give us updates and let us know what's going on with the plot line.
Sure. For sure.
Yeah, I think it could be something. I don't know if you guys have played the Fantastic Beasts Cases game that's on mobile.
Yeah.
Am I the only person?
I've not played it, but I do know a lot about it.
Okay. Well, in there you have various, you know, helpers in the ministry. So if you unlock certain plot points when you're doing your hidden object games, you sometimes have to consult different people in the ministry that you know in order to, you know, take a look at this Muggle artifact or, you know, the potions master, Gethsemane. So you have to consult various people, but they're not necessarily like integral as far as, you know, interacting with your character. It's part of the plot for that hidden object game, but I'm thinking maybe it could be something like that. I think that Gita's probably right in that we should interact with these various characters. I think in the initial release where they were talking about Wizards Unite, didn't they mention that you'll bump into characters that are familiar? But they didn't say who, and they didn't say what timeline either. So I tend to think that it's going to be more along the lines of like modern day, which leaves the option open for the Golden Trio to be involved. Rather than it being, you know, people from the past. The only one who would be around at that point would be Nicholas Flamel, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely have such a large range now in terms of the time frame with Fantastic Beasts. But if the wands have anything to do in their logo, Ron, Hermione, and Harry are definitely going to be part of this somehow. And, yeah, it'll be interesting. There's not really a figurehead after that. I mean, there's really no figurehead left that could be a Professor Willow, as Gita's point. Like, there's not one character that could be a Professor Willow type of individual, and then the three figureheads. There's not really anyone there.
Professor the ghost of Albus Dumbledore.
He's seen as a ghost.
I mean, honestly, Pokemon Go didn't have Professor Willow so March of this year.
That's true.
They don't even need a Professor Willow type as long as you have Harry, Ron, and Hermione kind of leading the teams.
This is a bit of a random thought, but sort of looking into like Harry Potter lore and everything, how the ex-headmasters at Hogwarts have portraits of themselves. It would be interesting if they somehow work that in, that we consult various portraits. That would be one way that we could interact with characters from various plot lines across time, but that's just me and my very tired brain coming up with random connections.
Reminds me of the pensive idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I love the pensive idea.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of the best ideas, I think.
Just to fill people in, was it Gita who came up with the pensive idea that you could do side quests by accessing memories or various quest ideas in a pensive? But that was a brilliant idea. I was like, yes, that one.
Yeah.
I don't think it was me. I think I just brought up pensives. But
I don't remember. I don't know who it was. It might have been me. Yeah, I don't. It was someone on the episode. I don't know.
Check out episode one of the Order podcast to learn more.
Yes, exactly. Just binge watch the four episodes so far, and you'll be able to figure out which one of us had that idea. And then you can comment and let us know. Someone can have credit for it.
You listen to the other three on Spotify because I wasn't able to jump in on them.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, there is a podcast. It's on multiple channels. You can get on the Android store, Spotify. There's a bunch of different places you can check out the audio podcast if you're unable to watch. So if you're like driving your car, definitely check out the Order podcast on an audio version. So fun fact there. So do you guys want to talk more about the logo, or do you guys want to talk about the potential release date that they hinted at?
Yeah, so I was just thinking about that, actually. They said officially 2019, so that means the second half of 2018 is totally out the window. So I think there's a lot of background for that March 2019 accidental release in that UK catalog. I think that could be the official release date.
Yeah, I was thinking more recently, there really is no reason for Paladon to post that, much less be interested in a Harry Potter mobile game. Like, why would they be interested enough to say it in the first place? So yeah. Definitely feels real.
Which means that if we're backward engineering it from there, then wouldn't that mean that a beta would be on the way relatively soon? Because we would need to start that around January, if not the Christmas holidays.
I mean, I think they could get away with a beta starting in February.
I don't know how long this sort of stuff takes.
So Pokemon Go was first released, I think, at either the end of March or beginning. Sometime around April. So there were about 3 months of it, but it was only released in Japan first. And then it was released to Australia a few weeks later, and then it was released to the USA a few weeks after that. Then it was all shut down for, I think, a week and totally released on July 6th, 2016. But honestly, I think since they have released Pokemon Go, and then they also released Ingress Prime, which only had about a six-week beta, with already experienced players, I think it could be as little as 6 weeks. So honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it was either a Christmas beta release or at least sometime in January.
I feel like they're going to want to do the beta very quickly. And I think they may want to do it a fair bit before the game's released. That way they can get stuff figured out, and then they can start building up the hype over a little bit more period of time and build up the pressure before the release, rather than like people getting like interested and then they kind of like too much spoiler alerts, you know?
Yeah.
I also think that that they would definitely want a period of time in between the beta and the release, just so that they can work out a bunch of the kinks, because I think they definitely will have learned a lot from the release of Pokemon Go, where the servers went down almost universally for, you know, several hours, days. People could not access the game. So I definitely think they'll want to avoid that in future. So I could definitely see them taking their time if they had to.
My guess is they already have that figured out, though.
Here's my prediction timeline. I'm thinking we will get a trailer by the end of the year, and then a few weeks after, somebody will get the beta. Who? I'm not sure. I don't think Japan will. I think Japan got it because it's the home base for Pokemon. So maybe the US will get it first.
Or the UK, since it's the home of JK Rowling and Hogwarts everything.
Yeah, maybe UK. I mean, I can't imagine the beta is going to be very large. I don't feel like they're going to be making it a big beta. So I think layering it out maybe to a few different places so they can test different servers and stuff like that, they'll be able to do that. But maybe starting in the UK and then going to the US. Maybe that's the only place they beta test it. Maybe it's UK and the US.
Do you think they have enough people in the UK that would beta test it? Because I feel like Japan is such a huge place for games in general. It wasn't really a question there if they would have enough people.
Well, I think the great thing about Japan, too, is that I think it can be done a little bit more low-key. When you start beta testing stuff in the US, then it becomes a lot more mainstream.
That's true.
I think so, the UK would be perfect for the first beta. Like with Pokemon Go, they had three different beta releases. And I think the UK would be perfect just because of, like, it's based in the UK, at least the original Harry Potter series is. And so I think it would only make sense if it was released in the UK, and then maybe go to Japan, because not the whole world doesn't speak Japanese. And then again, finally in America.
Yeah. I mean, or I think Australia is another place that they could beta test it. That would be a smaller market that wouldn't get as much of attention, so that they could test it a little bit more quietly, which is maybe why they went to Australia in the first place after Japan. So maybe they do Australia and then Japan.
I think it's also good to test it out in different hemispheres, because you get two different seasons, two different levels of gameplay, depending on, you know, weather conditions and stuff like that. You get a bit more of a broad view of what gameplay is going to be like for people, so you can make adjustments better when you have both.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, a summer release makes a lot more sense. I mean, that's one reason why I didn't think they were going to release it near the Fantastic Beasts launch, because there's snow and it's freezing in a lot of places in the world right now, and the whole point's to get outside, and they don't want to release something when it's freezing and a bunch of the world's population doesn't want to go out and freeze. So
get out in that snow, catch some incendio, and deal with it.
And then people would get like frozen fingers and stuff like that, and then like Wizards Unite, instead of like people are driving playing Pokemon Go, you'd be like people are freezing their fingers off playing Wizards Unite.
Well, we're bringing Australia, right? For Australia to have the beta when it's cold for us.
So what did you guys think of JK Rowling having a Pokemon pin in that picture on her website?
Oh god, here we go.
I thought you might bring that up.
Another thing hyper analyzed, right?
She's obviously the biggest Pokemon master ever. So.
And she's got Victini, so
yeah.
No, I think it's we already know that the game is gonna be released. And so I think this just tells us that she's helping with it. Like she, I mean, it's probably not going to stick to the canon, but I think it's definitely, she's going to be on board with a lot of things that are going to happen with the game.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, she's a businesswoman. I mean, she's a writer, but she's obviously a businesswoman. And where Niantic's going to make a lot of cash off of this, I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but Niantic with Pokemon Go was the third fastest app to reach $1 billion in-app sales in the history of the App Store.
Wow.
And yeah, and they're definitely going to be doing the same with Wizards Unite. And JK Rowling will definitely get a piece of that. So she gets royalties on this stuff. So she wants to make sure this game's successful just as much as Niantic or the fan base for that matter, because it's just going to add to her pocket. Not that she's money motivated, but obviously she is a businesswoman, and she wants her brand to be successful, and there's going to be more movies in the future, and a major mainstream mobile game takes the brand to another level. So obviously she wants it to be successful.
Yeah, when we were talking about the beta, I was just imagining her like playing Wizards Unite, and like she's very active on Twitter, like, you know that there's gonna be some stuff.
That's what I was about to say, like, whereas not everybody follows, you know, Niantic Labs on Twitter or what have you, all of the fans of Harry Potter tend to follow JK Rowling in some way, shape, or form. She's very, you know, hyper analyzed by us fans, which means that if anybody's going to drop a hint about something, it's usually going to be her, which is why, you know, a little Pokemon pin shows up and everyone loses their minds.
I don't think it was by coincidence. I mean, like,
no.
I'm sure she planned that. I mean,
nothing with JK Rowling.
You don't just have a Pokemon pin. I mean, you're not like one of the wealthiest women in the world and like have a Pokemon pin. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Well, also placement of objects on like a bunch of written scribbles. Like, come on. That was meant for all of us to be looking at.
She's right. Watching the stream right now. She's like, I knew they would pick it up.
Why Victini?
I was wondering that because so, you know, spoiler alert, I only know like Gen 1 of Pokemon. Everything else that I've learned has only been through the use of Pokemon Go, because back when I was in junior high, I had the Game Boy games. But following that, I sort of disconnected. I was aged out of the market until, of course, the resurgence of it and sure. Pokemon Go. So I have zero idea about what, I don't even know what generation Victini is from. Does somebody know that?
I looked at 5.
5? Okay.
It looks like it's the first Pokemon in Gen 5.
Ah.
And it's fire and psychic.
Yeah, I played up until Gen 3, and then I played a little bit of Gen 4 going back, but past Gen 4, I've not played. But Gen 3 is my favorite, just fun fact for anyone wanting to know that.
I didn't know if there was a significance with, like, the generation. So, like, Gen 4 is coming out right now in Pokemon Go. So if, like, there's some general timeline or hint with that of whenever Gen 5 comes out in Pokemon Go, maybe around that time we'll be seeing more about Wizards Unite. But I don't know. That's just something I thought of.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that's totally possible.
I'm all like, plausible, yeah.
I mean, like I was telling you guys earlier, Niantic doesn't have any strategy. Like, I don't really think they have any strategy, and that's why it's like everything they do is like, did they mean to do that? Was that like purposeful? Really, they're just like, there's like doing stuff, and it like we all want to like overthink it and think it has something to do with something, when really they just like they don't communicate. They're just like doing stuff when they feel like they should.
Yeah, we were discussing like why today of all days? Why today did you update your logo on all your social media, reactivate your Instagram account, and then post something on Pottermore? You know, it is one of the early screenings for the Fantastic Beasts movie, but why today? And you know, it just...
So you think about Niantic, they don't, like, necessarily have a time frame for anything. I think they have a bunch of ideas that they want to implement. However, you think of J.K. Rowling, right? She is very meticulous about everything that she does with her wizarding world.
That's very, very true.
You made that post. I'm thinking, I just thought of this. I'm thinking, like, she may have, like, the ideas behind all of this and why they've waited to post anything.
Well, I mean, the Pokemon Company does, where Niantic's in charge, I mean, the Pokemon Company has a lot to do with what they do in the game. And they do consult Niantic a lot. And it's not that they have final say on things, but they do get to be heavily involved in the process, and I, like you were saying, Adam, totally. She's definitely into it. But I don't know how much her ideas and how she wants this to come about has anything to do with how Niantic communicates or like how they drop stuff. I'm not sure she has that much ability in terms of controlling how this tech company communicates and drops hints of stuff.
I'm sure she can't control it, but she probably is involved with it and discusses it. And I've got no doubt that her tweet yesterday was definitely timed with these announcements today.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Do you think that all those little scribbles with that Pokemon pin had anything to do with Wizards Unite, or was it just like random stuff? Because it said Dumbledore, so it could have just been like notes for Fantastic Beasts.
I think it
was. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, she's involved. Like, there's without a doubt, she's involved, but it's hard with. Based off of Niantic's history, it's hard to believe that there's too much coordination, there's that much. I'm sure, and admittedly, Niantic's not just doing it on their own this time. I mean, there is help from the Wizarding World and the companies involved in making the Wizarding World possible. But I just, like, I don't know, maybe I give Niantic too little credit.
Well, it definitely is a, you know, conglomeration of companies. We're not just talking about Niantic anymore. We're talking about WB Games, Portkey Games, JK Rowling herself. These are all various entities that are involved in the creation of this game. So it's not just on Niantic's shoulders, whereas with Pokemon Go, you were only dealing with Niantic and the Pokemon Company. So I think there's more at play, which means that there is, I think, a higher probability of cooperation and coordination. And Niantic has definitely gotten better at that sort of stuff as time has progressed with their company growing. So I think it's, again, plausible.
It's really hard to compare it to Pokemon Go because Pokemon, the company, does not want Pokemon Go to be similar enough to their main series games. Free to play game, they want to be able to have control and have their own game and still have people interested in playing the original games. So maybe
that's a very good point.
Yeah,
maybe they'll have more free reign on this game since they don't have to be like, oh well, we can't have abilities because they're in the main series, or we can't have battling when you encounter a Pokemon because that's in the main series.
They're not looking back at the previous console games from this and being like, oh no, we can't do that because it's been done.
Well, it's not just that. The Pokemon Company is still making main series games. Like, there are still main series games coming out, and they have plans to continue to make main series games. So anything the Pokemon Company is ultimately protecting their main series game, which is how they make their money. And I mean, there's still Pokemon game tournaments. I mean, there's Anaheim hosted the convention for Pokemon Go or for Pokemon main series game battling. So So I definitely think that they have a lot more range because there's no main series game. It's not like there's any other game that Wizards Unite is going to compete with. I mean, not even like the new trailer that we saw for the Xbox and PlayStation game that's going to be coming out. I mean, it totally separate and not even in close to the same market. So.
Oh, hello, Zoe's up.
I have his headphones in so he can't hear you, but they all say hello.
Hi.
Yeah, especially with that trailer that came out. I don't know how much competition it's going to be, but just with the amount of pull that Wizards Unite just has in Niantic.
The next generation wizard.
I was actually saying with you guys discussing the teams, I was like, I'm so hashtag Team Weasley. I'm here for it. Let's do this.
Red hair, a hand-me-down diaper.
hand-me-down diaper. There's an image.
for proving me wrong that people wouldn't be on Team Weasley. Thank you.
I mean, like, half of us have already said Team Ron.
I know, right?
I think it's a brilliant way to split up the teams. I think it would be probably the best way to do it, actually, now that I think about it.
I wouldn't enjoy it, but I also didn't enjoy the houses idea, so...
It's better. You gotta admit, it's better than the houses.
It is better than the houses. I wouldn't scream as much.
Oh, but if it's Ron, Hermione, and Harry, though, I want Team Luna. So
yes,
what are we doing about that?
Luna rocks for sure.
Neville's a professor, you guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or Team Neville.
Yeah, if you bring in Luna, you gotta bring in Neville. I think I may be down for Team Neville. He's one of my favorite characters.
That would make five. I think five is a good number.
I think they need seven because that's obviously the most magical number. So
that's true.
Oh, yeah.
If we're going to go from three to five, I think they should go to seven.
Malfoy.
Yeah.
Team Draco. No, I'm just kidding.
You are a Slytherin, so.
I am. So is Billy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they could do. They could have Draco in there, too.
Yeah, but do we do Draco from the books Draco or Draco from Cursed Child Draco?
That's not canon.
Everyone's like, no, that's not canon. Moving on.
Too much. Too much.
Yeah.
Gita, are you raising your eyebrow over those glasses? Because that's brilliant.
Hardcore shade.
Yeah, exactly. She's so super shade at the idea. She's like,
ugh. No. I was thinking about Casey Neistat and how it really is easy to just look away from the camera with glasses on.
Gita, are you going to dress up like Luna when you play?
Oh, maybe.
Well, if she's doing that, that means I need to do everything in my moaning metal voice.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, is there anything else anyone wants to add to the topics we've gone over? Or do we feel like we've discussed all the very interesting points that Niantic has given us in today?
Zoe, is there anything you wanted to throw in there, opinion-wise, since you jumped in late?
Yeah, sorry about that. The children were being heckin' difficult. I was just thinking about, it's been kind of a trend lately to use influencers with limited release betas to help with mega hype train. And I know I mentioned this on the Discord, but for the benefit of other humans, what would happen, like, they know we exist. There's people who are checking in on this. There are people who have Google alerts set up. So every time we post a video, they get a Google alert. That's how those work. We've all got those set up. So what if they actually utilize us in the way that, like, I think Bethesda very recently did it with a couple of things. They did it with Red Dead 4? Somebody did it with Red Dead 4 very, very recently, where they got a limited beta and got a certain amount of the way into the game just for, like, hype train purposes. So it's possible that they could use, if not us, then the other Harry Potter YouTubers in order to just build hype train with a limited release beta.
Not gonna lie, I'm gonna be a bit salty if I don't get in on that.
I think you should definitely have us do that because that would definitely help all of us.
That would be really cool. They didn't do it for Ingress, but that's because there aren't really any people that play Ingress Prime the way that we're planning to do with Wizards Unite, or the same way as Pokemon Go YouTubers. There's not really an equivalent because of how that game works. So it's possible. That would be really cool if they jumped on that train.
I mean, Niantic's all about the community, right? So, like, they started that community, I forget, like, the title of it, where, like, you can apply to be an ambassador or whatever the label is. And I think that would be a great opportunity for everyone to, like, really get those, like, maybe not everyone who plays Pokemon Go will play Wizards Unite, but, like, all of us are spread out around the world, so, like, we can build up the communities where we live and kind of, I don't know, showcase what it could be.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Knowing Niantic, I don't think they'll do that.
Shade.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. I don't think we can give Niantic that much credit.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be so pessimistic about this. But I do think eventually they'll reach out to some of us. I know that, like, we'll have to see who, like, basically who makes the biggest deal. I think that's who they'll end up first. I know Pokemon Go, there's been a lot of YouTubers out there that are kind of growing at a pretty fast rate currently, and they'll also be reached out to as well. But I think, like, for the first few months of the game, I don't expect any of us to hear anything from them.
I agree. I mean, I think, like, for instance, I got emails directly from Jam City when they released Hogwarts Mysteries, and I'm on their media list.
And, same.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they do the, like, Jam City, it's one thing, but I don't think that, like, the magnitude of Hogwarts Mystery versus the magnitude of what Wizards Unite's going to be. It's just on a totally different scale. And I think Jam City needed YouTubers more than I think that Niantic's going to need YouTubers. I mean, not that they by any means think that YouTubers aren't great, because they all know that people like Nick from Trainer Tips and Reversal and Mystic 7 have created a fantastic community and around their game. But again, they didn't, like Adam said, they didn't reach out to those guys until over a year and from the game being released. And I think finally they're realizing how much they can actually utilize the YouTubers to their strength. But I agree with Adam. I don't think we're going to hear from Niantic anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I do think that they are realizing the potential with YouTube, but like you guys are saying too, they waited so long, and I think that's because they didn't want to accidentally promote somebody like FSUATL that promotes spoofing. You know, like they wanted to wait and see, okay, what kind of community are these people going to build? Are they ever going to flip and promote something? And all the people that they chose, to my knowledge, are very good examples on how to play this game.
Sure.
Yeah, you had to sort of establish trust and establish authenticity, if you would, making sure that, you know, these people are putting out content that's consistent with what they actually want to put forth as a company. So that's definitely a challenge that we would have to take on as individuals.
Yeah.
Definitely trying to be brand friendly in that vein, definitely. And like,
right.
Christian channel, very brand friendly, thank you.
No cursing and no unforgivable curses, right?
Exactly. And yeah, it's entirely possible there's like some sort of probation period that they would almost put like any influencer that came across their radar through. And that would make a lot of sense to me from a PR perspective.
Oh, absolutely. I was a marketing director at a small publisher. Same thing. Yeah. You always have to vet your people before you put them on as a spokesperson for your brand.
I mean, we would be reached out by other sponsors. Like, for instance, Nick had a sponsorship by Sprint long before Niantic ever called him. So the YouTubers had different sponsors way before Niantic ever sponsored or started working with them. So I would imagine that we would have that happen before we have Niantic actually reach out. And I think Niantic may use that as a cue to see, okay, where are other companies investing into certain influencers? And when they see that, then they'll hop on it. I think they'll follow the trend.
I thought
big companies chat us up.
I thought the sponsorship was through Niantic, because Sprint and Niantic had their own sponsorship going. They also had Holly and Nick do that, because through the Sprint ones, they were passing out Go Pluses.
Yeah, but I don't know if Niantic necessarily was giving Sprint money to do that. Like, you know, Sprint's paying Niantic, not the other way around. So I think anything that was going on with Sprint, I mean, and even like if you watch from that time frame, there was actually a fair bit of frustration with Niantic with the YouTubers because of the lack of communication. And like when you start seeing Sprint like start, for instance, sponsoring Trainer Tips, it was when there was a large lull in the game of updates, and the YouTubers were freaking tearing into to Niantic.
Good memory.
Yeah. Thanks. it was interesting. I thought it was quite interesting. So
I remember. Definitely interesting to think about.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I'm super stoked we all got on this. It was a fun little impromptu order meeting, and I think it was a ton of fun. It was a great episode tonight. So hope everyone watching enjoyed it.
Yeah. Only thing that I have left to say is #. I want Wizards Unite.
Yeah. Boom.
I don't have one. Oh well.
It's black. It looks like you got it on.
It does. I'll just hide the rest of it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. All right, well, this is Kellen from Wizard Tricks. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you guys another time.
Nox.
Nox.